Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 410, 91 degrees. Temperature's going up a little bit on this Monday, July 7th, 2025. I'm looking at how quickly that flood water rose at 12 a.m. July 4th. The water went from under 5 feet to 35 feet. In a matter of minutes. Just incredible. So the water at 12 a.m. on July 4th was at 3 feet, and it looks like it was at 35 feet by 7 o'clock the next morning. So within 7 hours, the water went from 3 foot to 35 feet, and that's how fast and quickly it went up. And now it's down to below 5 feet again, and this is how quickly the Kerrville area flooded. There's graphs on just how quickly that rain came up. And again, we're talking over 90-plus deaths now, 27 from that girls' camp. We're going to talk a little bit more about it. You can go back in the Odyssey app, and we opened up the show talking about this tragedy and the heroes that have brought there. There is flooding due to that tropical storm in North Carolina. Texters are asking me what city in North Carolina. I don't have that information in front of me. It's the same area that was affected by the flood there, but that tropical storm has been dumping inches of rain on the area, and there were a couple of dams that were in imminent failure warnings, so they were telling everybody downstream to evacuate. Somebody else said they're seeing a ton of Bigfoot videos online. They just hunted a mammoth recently. Those AI-generated Bigfoot videos are the best ever. Jake, I know I turned you on to them. You're seeing them all now, right? Those Bigfoot AI videos? Yep. Yep. Once you watch one, they keep coming. Once the algorithm picks up that you watched one of them, I'm getting Yeti videos. They started out with Bigfoot and Alien together videos. Now the AI videos are Bigfoot. Sometimes there's a Yeti in them, and they're in every situation you could possibly imagine, from going on spring break to summer vacation to hooking up on a barbecue at a they're funny. And you know what? That's what we need a little bit. A little bit of laughter in life, right? Let's go to the phone now. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. Let's go to Jack in Pittston on flooding. Jack.
Good afternoon, Rob. Great topic. Want to bring it home to Luzerne County if I can. 2011, we had a devastating flood here. There's 327,388 people, according to the last census I just looked at, that live in Luzerne County. More than half of them would be devastated by a flood that of what we see in Texas, but even what we've seen back in 11. And I've called, we talked about this before, but I don't know if there's any been action, but it doesn't look like any action has been done in terms of dredging the river here. These islands are getting a lot larger, removal of some of these islands. And then the levee system, what late reinforcements have been done to that system to do protections. And I was trying to do some research here. I haven't heard of anything done here. And I think we need to talk about it more than we do because of the consequences of it happening again. And I just haven't seen any action on it. I hope we're not going to wait until a disaster strikes before we take action.
I agree with you. And it seems the only time it gets the attention it needs is right after there happens to be a tragedy. And do we need to relive another one? I mean, here we are talking about these dam failures in North Carolina because of this tropical storm that made landfall in this very same area that got devastated just last year. What was done there to where this dam is now at a failure rate where they have to evacuate everybody downstream. You know, same thing for us up here. And you had the areas down there in Pittston. I know up by B in German and Mayfield, you know, they had their bad floods years ago and put on like a system that really isn't. I mean, there are still roads there that are just closed off because they were washed out and the overpasses are deteriorated to the point where they can't withstand traffic. And this is going over a decade now. These roads are just blocked off. Nothing has been done.
And I know that you do have a lot of guest hosts and a lot of people on the show. And it's just a suggestion I've suggested in the past. You've had Mayor Brown on before. There's Mayor Brown. There's Lucy Moran, who's the director of the Luzerne County Management Agency, and there's also the Pennsylvania director of PEMA, Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, Randy Padfield. All these people are instrumental in the planning process, and just I suppose something like that would have to be a forum. I know WILK has done forums in the past where they announce 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time that it's going to be on at a certain time. I believe years ago, Rob, they did one at the Kirby Center, and I forget the topic, but a lot of the hosts that do the show, like yourself and, you know, the others would attend this, but I don't know if they still do those. But I think it would get definitely a larger audience base and just informative, because I just feel it's coming, Rob. You know it's coming.
Yeah, with the talk, I mean, listen, we're just at the start of hurricane season. Who knows what we're going to get? Usually we're on the tail end of the hurricanes where they're leaving the coast after they've come inland, and it's just a major rain event. That's when we've gotten hit in the past. So, yes, there is a very lot of potential for it. And I know the entities that you just mentioned listen to this show, and I would love to get them on to talk about it more. And we're going to do a little more now that we have, you know, these incidents here, these national tragedies, bringing it to light. Let's bring it home to our local area here and see, you know, what mitigation is being done, what is being put towards the infrastructure to ensure that these don't happen. Where's the early warning structures that are there to help residents in case something like this, you know, starts getting out of control? Like I just said, this place in Texas went from under 5 feet to 35 feet in under 7 hours.
Oh my! It's just absolutely like it's something you can't even fathom, and you know, and it's something that we have to address here. And I presented it to you because nobody does, as I've told you in the past, better local coverage than you do, and you do a great job. And I thought maybe present this to Rob and see what he thinks, because I talk to a lot of people who have the same feelings. And you know, just because people don't call the show or text in doesn't mean they don't have these very concerns. There's a large part of devastating loss would happen here if we should have that experience again. And we just don't want to. We'll try to avoid it as much as we can. There was the Prepare Act that was put in. I think it was presented to Congress back in 2022, the Prepare Act. I don't know. I didn't get a chance to fully research that, but I think there's some legislation and money in place, but I don't know. I don't know where FEMA stands today and what's going on here. But those are questions for these representatives, these guys we just talked about.
Yeah. Do you know which is the state rep that has jurisdiction over the areas you're talking about? Do you know specifically?
The one I looked up online was Randy Padfield, and he was the director of PEMA, the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. Is that how that works, Rob? Is there one state?
It would have to be. You need your local representative, whoever the representative and senator for the state, you know, your House member for Pennsylvania, who covers that area.
Which would be Rob Bresnahan, would be the
local. Well, that would be the U.S. congressman. Who's the state?
Oh, state. That's a good point. I'd have to do more research, and I'm not certain, Rob. I'd have to look that up. And
yeah, if you don't mind looking up exactly for that area, what state representative, what state senator has that? We know it would be mixed between Rob and Dan Muser as far as Congress, U.S. Congress goes. And you know, we know who the mayors are, we know who PEMA is, we know who those people are. But that's where we need to get that ball rolling from them, because they're
the state rep. You're right. I'm just not certain who it was.
Yeah. Well, you can text it in to me on the show, and I'll get it. So if you find out who that is, just let me know.
Okay, Rob, have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you, Jack. And he is right. Well, why wait to a tragedy? We've already had incidents here. We've already had tragedies here in our backyard. Why wait for another one? Let's see what proactive. And listen, if they've done things that people just aren't aware of, they can come out and say, well, hey, we've invested X amount of millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in this. We did reinforce this. We have the floodgates now, and we're on this kind of warning system to where we proactively close them or do what we do. I mean, I know there's things they put in place, but let's reassure people that, you know, if we do get something like a 30-foot increase in water, you know, what do? You know, will our systems handle that? And I'm not saying that's possible or not, but let's take these lessons that other areas are unfortunately learning with tragedy and do the best planning and mitigation we can here. One of the other things that I wanted to talk about here is you may be getting a check. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is sending out more than $9 million in checks. And the $500 check you receive from the state is not a scam. It's coming from the Pennsylvania State Treasurer, Stacey Garrity's office. Residents are receiving nearly $10 million in the second round of money match checks the state has mailed out from the Treasury Department of CHIPS away that more than $5 billion in unclaimed property sitting in the state coffers. The Money Match program authorizes the Treasury to automatically return single-owner properties valued at up to $500 after a thorough identification and verification process. The program was approved unanimously by the General Assembly and signed by the governor last year. So basically, if the state can prove that this money is yours and you are the only one entitled to it, and it's $500 or less, well, they have the authorization to just send you that check now, even if you don't know about it. There's a lot of unclaimed money, billions of dollars, simply because people don't know. So be on the lookout. And if you see a check for $500 and less from the State Department of Treasury, it may be money you were owed, and they identified you as the sole owner of it. So be on the lookout. You never know, right? It's 421 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 426, 91 degrees on this Monday, July 7th, 2025. So it was great to see this. Anytime I see Kyle out and about, especially with his family, it warms my heart because that's exactly what he should be doing. His full-time job is to be at every function and everything he can for his wife and children. He's earned that, and that's what he should be spending all the time in the world on. And, you know, I saw a great post by his wife on this where he was honored at the Philadelphia Phillies game. And, you know, his wife said he would never refer to himself or consider himself a hero. But, Kyle, you truly are. You truly are, and you're an inspiration to all of us. From the day I was at the emergency room that morning when this happened, and the outlook was grim, to see him living life now, surrounded by his family, is one of the greatest things that I could have hoped for. And it's no doubt. But the Philadelphia Phillies honored Scranton Detective Kyle Gilmartin as a hometown hero at Sunday's game against the Cincinnati Red. And they gave him a custom Gilmartin jersey, Philadelphia Phillies jersey. And it was just truly incredible. And this comes over a little after a year after Detective Gilmartin's miraculous recovery from being shot in the head while on duty January 7th of 2024. I mean, you're talking rehab. You're talking, you know, a piece of his skull was removed and had to be replaced with a, you know, polymer or whatever plate that's in there. I mean, just the outstanding turnaround he does. And when I say he's earned every second of spending the rest of his life being on tour with his family. You know, forget about the day tour, forget about the night tour, forget about the afternoon tour, forget about the overtime, forget about all that stuff. That night, they knew there were armed subjects out there. And men and women of the Scranton Police Department went out there to put themselves between them and you, everyone listening out there. Doesn't matter what your political affiliation is, doesn't matter how much you make, doesn't matter what your religion is, doesn't matter what car you drive, doesn't matter of what race you are, where you came from, does not matter. They went out there to hunt the bad guys that they knew were armed, and he was ambushed. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The suspect approached their vehicle and shot into the vehicle at Detective Kyle Gilmartin, who was willing to put his life in jeopardy to patrol that line between good and evil. And even though evil took a shot literally that night, good overcame that. And because of that dedication, because of that mindset, he's earned a lifetime of being at everything with his family, and to see his family with him and enjoying this moment, it's heartwarming to me, and it should be for every Scrantonian, everybody in Northeast Pennsylvania, and everybody in the nation, because he is truly a hero. And I know I've spoken to him, I've met him, met his family. It's just one of the great things to see him here and enjoying life with his family, because that at this point, what it's all about. So continue that continue that career by your family's side, Kyle, and go to as many of these things as you can and take in the moments. And I know he does. So it was great to see, especially one of our own here, and just incredibly proud to know Kyle, have met him, and call him and his family friends. So it's a beautiful thing to see something like this. So it was glad that it made wider news than just local, because it truly was. And it looked like a packed house down in Philadelphia. You know, and it's interesting because while this is going on, Sunday night, last night, there was this huge shootout. A Ring doorbell camera caught it. Dozens of people wounded, shot. Individuals with fully automatic Glock handguns that are shooting randomly, almost hitting their own friends. I just put it up on my X account. I haven't switched it over to my Facebook yet, but it's on my X account if you want to see it there, this Ring doorbell, where you got five or six individuals on the porch opening fire while there's dozens on the street and on the ground, you know, firing at another group who's firing at them. So it just goes to show you the two spectrums of society, to where we have a hero like Kyle Gilmartin and his family being recognized at a Heroes baseball game down in Philadelphia and being awarded a jersey, team jersey, to just that night in the streets of Philadelphia, the very town that honored him, opens fire on itself with numerous injuries and people wounded and shot, and I believe a couple of deaths as well. So thank God there's men and women who wear that uniform. We saw a bunch of them, and I was able to speak to a bunch of them at Scrantastic. And again, even a local event like that, thankfully there was no gunfire, but there were some incidents they had to deal with. It's 4:32 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's the point of the show where we honor our heroes here at home who made the ultimate sacrifice in law enforcement. On this day, we have three. We have, we're going to start off with Deputy Sheriff Douglas Paul Hartman, Lehigh County Sheriff's Office, 1992, was shot and killed while serving a bench warrant on a theft suspect at an apartment complex at 1943 East Dent Street in Allentown. The suspect committed suicide shortly after the murder. Deputy Hartman had served with the Lehigh County Sheriff's Office for 2 years and previously served with the Lehigh University Police Department. He was survived by his wife. And he was 31 years old. Policeman Joseph Myers, Philadelphia Police Department in 1932, was accidentally shot and killed inside the 12th and Pine Street station. He had asked to look at a pistol of another officer when it went off accidentally. He was on light duty at the station after having been wounded in a March 1928 when he shot and killed a gangster during an attempted robbery of a speakeasy near 16th. And Wood Street. He was 48 years old. Patrolman Joseph Jonovich, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police in 1924, was killed by a gunshot wound to the chest. Patrolman Jonovich and his partner had apprehended two suspects while walking their beat at the intersection of South 30th Street and East Carson Street. One suspect drew a gun and shot Patrolman Jonovich and his partner. Patrolman died at St. Joseph Hospital. The suspect who shot the patrolman was sentenced to death and executed on June 29th, 1925. He was a veteran of World War I, had served with the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police for only 5 months. He was survived by his brother, who also served with the department. He was attached to the Southside Police Station, present-day Zone 3 Police Station on Southside. And he was 22 years old. And this was 1924. And those are our three for today. And, you know, I go through these stories each day. And, I thank the people who came up to me during the Scranton Scrantastic event while I was broadcasting live and thanking me for doing that. You know, my brother Bob Cordero during the afternoon show does our veterans and does it very well. So, you know, I kind of lean towards doing law enforcement for the same purpose. So we covered, you know, both avenues. And I just wish that there was a better national database for our firefighters, because I would love to add them to this and make this a first responder event portion of the show. But don't think you do not go unnoticed. You do. I just do not have a nationally run database run by an organization that gets all the data and compiles it to where each day I get a notification of everyone for that day. And even with this official Officer Down Memorial page that is run down by the memorial in Washington, D.C., that does this great national database, I've had instances where I've had Pennsylvania Game Commission officers where they didn't have a photo. And I've reached out to the Pennsylvania Game Commission. I said, hey, I recognize that this individual is in the database, but they don't have a picture. Is there any way you guys could send them a picture so there's a picture at the memorial database? And they have. And I've done that with a few different ones that I've come across. It's either missing data or missing pictures to where it doesn't have the full story or there's not a photo of either the organization's patch or the member themselves. So there's been more than one occasion where I've reached out to the department and said, hey, the National Memorial page only has limited information. You may want to have someone from your department reach out to them and update it because only they can. So one of the benefits of doing it, as we go through this each and every day, we're able to update some missing data to fulfill that story. And if only that, it's worthwhile each and every day when we name these individuals. It's 4:41 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. Here's the Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Anthony Bordonaro. Tonight, cloudy and muggy. There may be some lingering showers around, but a low of 70. Tuesday, partly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, a high of 87. Wednesday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a shower, high of 87 again. It is currently 91 degrees here at 4:42 at your official weather station, WILK. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? So let's see what we have today. Let's start out with a little 1797. 1797, the first impeachment of a U.S. senator. The House of Representatives impeached Senator William Blount of Tennessee. The first impeachment of a U.S. senator for conspiring to assist Britain in seizing Spanish territory. 1865, the execution of Mary Surratt. Mary Surratt became the first woman executed by the federal government for her role in the assassination of President Lincoln. Four conspirators were hanged in total. That's 1865. 1846, the annexation of California. During the Mexican-American War, U.S. forces under Commodore John D. Sloat raised the American flag in Monterey, formally annexing California to the U.S. Any chance we can give it back? 1930, construction begins on the Hoover Dam. Monumental project on the Colorado River between Nevada and Arizona began, built during the Great Depression and completed in 1935. 1946, Howard Hughes, XF-11 crash. Aviation pioneer Howard Hughes survived a near-fatal crash of his XF-11 spy plane in Beverly Hills, sustaining serious injuries. 1958, well, we have a few things on this day. Alaska statehood and NASA. President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed the Alaska Statehood Act, paving the way for it to become the 49th state. On the same day, he also signed the National Aeronautics and Space Act, creating NASA. We can go back to 1898 here, annexation of Hawaii. President McKinley formally annexed Hawaii, making it a U.S. territory. Statehood followed in 1959. 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor nominated to the Supreme Court. President Reagan nominated Sandra Day O'Connor, who became the first female justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. 1976, first woman admitted to West Point. The U.S. Military Academy of West Point welcomed women for the first time. 119 joined the class of 1980. That was 1976, where they showed up as what's called plebes. Some other notable births and events. Satchel Paige, baseball, born in 1906. Ringo Starr, the Beatles, born in 1940. Robert A. Heinlein, science fiction author, born in 1907. Looking at some other things here, and it's basically just a review of what we just talked about there. Got some text messages in. Again, you can call or text at 570-883-0098. Somebody said, did you see the mass shooting in Chicago? 4 dead, 18 shot at some album release, rap album release party. I did see. I didn't know the numbers in that or what the situation was. Paul from Dallas says he listens to WILK 8 hours a day. I think the EAS sends too many warnings and no differing tones for warnings, and it gives him fatigue. I get it. We were trying to do the show live from Scrantastic, and the EAS warnings kept coming in. Jake's just shaking his head. Yep.
I said a word that rhymes with duck a lot when that happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, all we could do is apologize. It's out of our control. It comes in from a national system, well, statewide system. And some of them, you're right, some of them are out of our area, but because there's not many news talk radio stations in the area, are not few and far between, we're lumped into it, even if it's headed our way or completely missing us north and south.
Still got to play the show Friday, though.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And you have to do some wonders there because you have to clip in what we were normally going to talk about where the EAS warnings were in, right?
It was a late one on Thursday, but it was worth it.
I appreciate all the work. See,
thank you.
You know, I finish up the show and I'm hanging out with my family and celebrating the 4th of July, talking to the listeners out there and with coworkers and families and sponsors and such that are at the event. And Jake's here, you know, taking it all, cutting it together, piecing it together, and doing all the things. Because we did play on the 4th of July. We played the show from the 3rd of July because it was dedicated to America. It was a historic show, and I appreciate you who reached out during the show to say that you loved the show because of all the historic value that it had. But that's for 4th of July. That's all Jake putting that together. So I appreciate you, Jake.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate it. Let's see what other text message we got in. Body Shop Guy says he's a Bigfoot nut and those videos are great. And again, these are the AI-generated Bigfoot videos. I highly recommend you look into them on social media because they're a great way to pass time. And somebody said, Rob, do you know if the Harris-Waltz campaign ever paid back Pennsylvania all the money they owed? I don't think they owed Pennsylvania money. I mean, they may have. They did owe venues and sponsors. They did owe venue and vendors. Some venues and vendors money, and I do not know if they were ever paid. I don't believe so, but I do not know that for a fact. Next time I'm in that vicinity, I'll check and ask. But I didn't hear anything that they were settled, so who knows? So, you know, that's it for the text messages now. We'll check it out. When you come back, it is coming up on 4:53 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's almost 4:56, 90 degrees. Great words from our friend Bob Cordero there. Stay away from the fireworks. Leave it to the professionals. Thankfully, 4th of July is over. I haven't seen too many reports of injuries in our area, and that's always a good thing. But steer clear. There's no need for it. We didn't even stick around for the professional fireworks this year. I headed home, watched them from my deck. But, Jake, do you know what tomorrow is?
July 8th?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a big day. Bet you Kelly knows what day it is.
July 8th. Well, I know July 8th, that's when it became official with both of us 4 years ago, so.
All right. Well, there's another reason to celebrate, but it's Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it starts the Prime 24, it starts less than 24 hours, July 8th at midnight, to be exact.
Now it's coming back to me, yeah.
Yeah, and everyone's abuzz about making the most of it. Every time you go on Amazon, and Amazon's been my... We went out and bought a Jeep Wrangler. So we have a Jeep Wrangler now. And From what I'm told, Jeep Wranglers are like the Legos for adults, and they're not kidding, because I've bought all sorts of crap for this new Jeep. That's been coming in on a daily basis from, you name it.
Title for hour two.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of stuff coming. But Amazon Prime, it pops up every time I go to Amazon to order something, or some of these other Jeep Wrangler sites like Quadratech or all these places. But Prime Day. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, they say some good deals. But they say Prime Day is the Met Gala or Super Bowl for Amazon shoppers. And I listen, thankfully my wife's not that bad, but I have some friends out there that are truly, like, I'm talking about mountains of packages at their house where their husband will come home, just take a picture and like, really? Really? But, you know, they tell you there's things to go for and things to stay away from. And there's a lot of good deals. I mean, I had what was the speaker? I got it for half price. So it was a 99 JBL speaker. One of those portable little. It's like the size of a soda can.
Nice.
And it's like 40 watts. And, you know, it's usually $100-something, and I got it for $49. And we used it during the barbecue this weekend for the first time. Took it out of the box. It was great. And again, because it was less than half price is the most part. But it was truly, it was better than my Bose speaker. So it was truly something we liked that. But they say, you know, there's tech upgrades is a good time to do it. You can get, you know, your MacBooks or stuff like that for pretty good deal. But do you really need to splurge on Amazon Prime Day? It's something, listen, let's be honest. They know it's 6 months till Christmas, and they want you to spend money. There's really nothing much going on. People are spending money on vacations and the, you know, beaches and going out and doing things and spending time during summer. So they come up with a reason to get your money. And it just happens to be Amazon Prime Day. Believe me, marketing went through the whole thing. And maybe I'll put I'll put this article up because it shows you what good deals are out there, like Crocs. You can get them for $35 instead of $49. I don't think I'm spending either for Crocs, so I don't know what to tell you. You know, there's some baby stuff. Amazon Fire TVs are on a great sale. Get them for $110. What size TV is that? 32-inch TV for $110. Come on now. That's great. I'll put this up so you can make your own decisions. But if you have the expendable cash, hey, have at it. If not, there's no need for most of this stuff, especially Crocs. That being said, it's coming up on 5 o'clock. We'll be back.